I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Well, we talked about Trump's plan, such as it is, to end HIV in the United States, and at the time we talked about why it would fail. But we need to go back and look at the unbelievable anti-gay sentiment throughout the Trump administration. We know that Mike Pence is a particularly vicious anti-gay zealot. We should also remember when he was governor, he was responsible for a huge HIV outbreak that made the news. And this HIV outbreak was traced directly to his policies as governor. So here we are just a few weeks later. So let's kind of take a look at things. Well, there's a new report out. And what the CDC found in this latest report is that after years of making progress on reducing the number of new HIV cases, that progress has stalled out under the Trump administration. While seeing years and years of progress under Obama, things are going backwards under Trump. Now, normally what you want to do when you lay out a grand plan is to put out some details, but it's generally Trump's way of doing things that they'll throw out a grand plan and we'll see how people react to it. And then if they get a good reaction, maybe they'll work it up into an actual plan. But a lot of times these things just go nowhere and they're forgotten. Or like his infrastructure week, it is an annual joke and we've still done nothing under the Trump administration on infrastructure, except for his focus on building a wall across our country. I'm actually really surprised he didn't try to build a wall around California to keep Californians out. But the bottom line is, when we look at their policies overall, their actual policies, what they actually do, go in the opposite direction of what we need to do to combat AIDS. For example, the 2018 proposed budget proposed diverting money away from HIV and AIDS research and use that money to lock children up in cages. And of course, the president's constant attack on healthcare and its availability is also the very wrong direction if you want to deal with the AIDS crisis. And it's going to cost billions of dollars. And I just don't see the administration dedicating that much money to this problem. And it doesn't help that Donald Trump's put two Supreme Court justices on the court who are anti-gay. But there's just so much harmful stuff that this administration has done to hurt gay people. For example, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced back in May that they were going to roll back support for the collection of data on the health and well-being of LGBT people through the Behavior Risk Factor Surveillance System. There's never been an administration in American's history that so did not want to know things. But the big problem is that the head of the CDC is no friend of gay people. That would be Robert Redfield. He was involved with the AIDS epidemic in the U.S. in the 1980s and 90s as an Army major at Walter Reed Medical Institute. There, he designed policies for controlling the disease within the U.S. military. They involved quarantining infected personnel, investigating their past to identify and track possible sexual partners, and soldiers were routinely discharged and left to die of AIDS, humiliated and jobless. It was an agenda of total destruction. Redfield was working closely with W. Shepard Smith Jr., who had a Christian organization called Americans for a Sound AIDS HIV Policy. But it was anything but. This organization said that AIDS was God's judgment against homosexuals. Redfield wrote the introduction to a 1990 book, Christians in the Age of AIDS, co-written with W. Shepard Smith. And in that introduction, he denounced distribution of sterile needles to drug users. And by the way, that's what caused the big AIDS epidemic under Mike Pence when he was governor. It also condemned the distribution of condoms to sexually active adults and described anti-discrimination programs as the efforts of false prophets. Redfield also worked with conservative nutball William Dannemeyer, which we're very glad to be rid of. But he worked with him in the 1990s on a bill that would have subjected people with HIV to testing, loss of professional licenses, and they would have been quarantined. The bill went nowhere. Now, like most Trump appointees, he had no experience running a big public agency. but is also been credibly accused of scientific misconduct. This is for exaggerating the benefits of an HIV vaccine. In other words, the head of the CDC is a religious conservative extremist who is anti-gay and totally unqualified for the job, making him the perfect appointment in a Trump administration. But this guy will never, ever lead us to a solution to HIV and AIDS, because he doesn't care about that. He believes that HIV is a punishment from God, and I just don't think you can do it without the help of the CDC. But let's go on to other things that they have done that are anti-gay, and we certainly don't have time to list them all here. The Office of Personnel Management, OPM, it oversees all federal employees, and they removed language from the website which detailed how to respect transgender employees. They did this quietly, but it was later admitted that this was to allow discrimination against LGBTQ people. And then if you really want to defeat the whole let's end HIV by 2030 proposal, you'd do something like this. And it was just announced very late January. The Department of Health and Human Services said that it is close to finalizing a conscious protection rule that it would allow people to discriminate in healthcare settings under cover of law. That means that doctors and nurses would be able to refuse to provide treatment referrals or assistance to LGBTQ people, because they could just say, well, it violates my moral convictions. And that's a big deal. It isn't just religious, it's moral, which doesn't have to be defined, explained, associated with any religious beliefs. It's just, I believe gays are immoral and fuck them. You literally can't be doing stuff like that right now and at the same time be saying that you want to stop HIV and AIDS. Are already sabotaging their own plan. Now, I'm looking, we're running out of time, and I'm not even close, so we've got to go through these pretty quick. I'm not going to list all the extremist anti-gay judges that they have pushed onto the bench with McConnell's help, but it's a lot of them. And then there was dismissing Peace Corps volunteers who tested positive for HIV, and the refusal to provide pre-exposure prophylactics for HIV prevention to at-risk volunteers. And that and the rest of this list comes from the good people at the Fenway Institute of Fenway Health. As part of their policy brief, Trump administration continued to advance discriminatory policies and practices against LGBT people and people with living with HIV in 2018. So this is just about last year. They ended the practice of issuing G4 visas to same-sex domestic partners of foreign diplomats or employees of international organizations. That includes the World Bank and the United Nations. And we talked about the Religious Liberty Task Force that they put up, which is basically just designed to figure out how to create more ways to discriminate against LGBTQ people. They eliminated references to inclusion and protection from discriminatory housing practices in the Department of Housing and Urban Development's mission statement. And they proposed to remove sexual orientation and gender identity questions from the National Crime Victimization Survey for 16 and 17-year-old respondents. None of these things makes any sense. Unless your real agenda is a strong and deep animus against LGBTQ people, which I think is pretty clear that's what they have. And the examples just go on and on. There's others that weren't in the Fenway report. The Trump administration seems to have edited out LGBTQ protections in the North American trade agreement. And then they added this little poison pill. The United States' existing federal agency policies regarding the hiring of federal workers are sufficient to fulfill the obligations set forth in this article. The article thus requires no additional action on the part of the United States, including any amendments to Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, in order for the United States to be in compliance with the obligations set forth in this article. Well, what does that mean? Well, it refers to executive orders that President Obama signed to protect federal employees and employees of federal contractors from discrimination on the basis of their sexual orientation and gender identity. Basically, it's saying that, hey, everybody, all the other two countries and the United States, hey, if you want to discriminate against people because they're gay or transgender, go to it.